Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1268. Nancy Pelosi urged Joe Biden to make a decision about whether to stay in the presidential race, saying time is running short. When asked if she supported Biden continuing his re-election bid, Pelosi replied that Biden is beloved and respected and that it's up to him to decide if he is going to run, adding, "We're all encouraging him to make that decision." Hours after Pelosi's comments, Representative Pat Ryan said Biden should drop out for the good of the country, making him the 11th House Democrat to call on Biden to drop out. Meanwhile, longtime Democratic fundraiser George Clooney wrote a New York Times op-ed and said Biden should step aside as the Democratic presidential nominee. "I love Joe Biden," Clooney wrote. "As a senator, as a vice president, and as a president, I consider him a friend and I believe in him." But, Clooney added, "The Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe big effing deal Biden of 2010. He wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate." Clooney also called on Biden to stop telling us that 51 million people didn't see what we just saw. "We're all so terrified by the prospect of a second Trump term that we've opted to ignore every warning sign." Moving on, Biden pledged to provide Ukraine with dozens of tactical air defense systems to counter Russian attacks. In a speech on the first day of a NATO summit in Washington, Biden called the military alliance more powerful than ever, even as it faces a pivotal moment in the war between Russia and Ukraine. He added, "Ukraine can and will stop Putin, especially with our full collective support." NATO countries, meanwhile, have started transferring the first of more than 60 American-made F-16s to Ukraine. At the same time, the Biden administration agreed to resume shipping 500-pound bombs to Israel after a two-month pause. The 2,000-pound bombs, however, are still on hold. Israel, meanwhile, dropped leaflets ordering residents of Gaza City, an estimated 250,000 people, to evacuate the area, saying Gaza City will remain a dangerous combat zone. And finally, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a group of three House progressives introduced articles of impeachment against Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito over their failure to disclose gifts that they have received while serving on the court. Ocasio-Cortez said in a statement that Thomas and Alito's pattern of refusal to recuse from consequential matters before the court in which they hold widely documented financial and personal entanglements constitutes a grave threat to the American rule of law, the integrity of our democracy, and one of the clearest cases for which the tool of impeachment was designed. The effort, however, stands no chance of advancing in the Republican-controlled House. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.